the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast. I want to take us back to 1 Corinthians 13, and today be in verse 4, where Paul's writing to a church that's going through a great deal of heartache and Corinth. And in 1 Corinthians 13, 4, the text says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. No, we're all in love with the idea of love, but the sacrifices we have to make to maintain love in our personal lives can prove to be challenging. Ask anybody that's married, has been married, or would like to get married. Things like holding our tongue, surrendering our will, parting with something we enjoy, or letting go of offenses. There's multitudes of things. Sometimes those sacrifices are required to keep something that matters more, a healthy, loving relationship. You know, we learned the other day that the Greek word for love used in 1 Corinthians 13 is agape love. Just to recap, agape love is self-sacrificing love. It gives without demands or self-serving expectation. It's given without pride or desire for recognition. Agape love is uncorrupted by our selfish motives. So how do we love with that kind of purity? Well, agape love is awakened when we realize God's love for us, when we remember we sometimes break God's heart, but never his love for us or our worth to him. It's from that full-hearted place we express genuine love for others. Paul goes through the details of how agape love is expressed. He doesn't simply give us this lofty goal and say, good luck with that. His teaching gets really specific into the kind of daily grind of our everyday life. He tells us that love is patient. Oh boy, this is where we fall apart. This is not the kind of patience we use when we're in a hurry and stuck in traffic. The Greek word for patience used here is a long-tempered type of patience. It's slow to anger. It endures offenses without retaliation. It gives grace to others when they make mistakes. Ouch. Every time I hear this, I think it patiently waits for maturity without criticism. Wow. Throughout history, God himself displays this long-suffering type of patience. The book of Hosea in the Old Testament portrays God's patience perfectly. I mean, to summarize the story, Hosea was told by God to marry a prostitute, Gomer. Hosea does this, and he redeems her from her painful and weird existence and bringing her into his unmerited love. They were happy. They have a son together, but it was long before Gomer became ungrateful and restless. She breaks Hosea's heart and leaves him time and time again chasing other men and even bearing children in his house that aren't his. And God tells Hosea to continue taking her back. Then the final blow. Gomer leaves him again, only this time she falls into the hands of slave traders. On this dreadful day, Gomer was up for sale as a slave. And Hosea, under God's instruction, did the unthinkable. Despite his own pain and shame brought on him by her disloyalty, he bought her from the slave block. Straight up bought her to make her his wife again. This beautiful allegory demonstrates God's loving patience for his people. Hosea represents God, while Gomer represents God's people. Despite our constant rejection of God, he continues to pursue us and buy us back with his ultimate sacrifice. Oh my stars, that, my friend, is agape love. This is the kind of patience God has called us to, not just tolerance. When God asks us to forgive, to offer grace, to wait patiently for others to grow, he's not asking us to do something he himself hasn't done for us over and over and over again. Let our prayer be, God, your patience with me is astounding. Thank you. I know I've let you down. I know I've broken your heart, but you keep taking me back. Give me strength that I might offer grace always and give it to others without the benefit of the doubt. Oh, my stars. How wonderful is that? God bless you, friend. And thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Go in peace.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11. And we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.